the national need.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Happy Friday and welcome to the December 18th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in Kampala, where Magume Davis Raka Winge will introduce us to a rising young Ugandan football star. Good Friday evening to you, Magume.
Good Friday evening to you, Sunny. The 19-year-old batting star Ivan Bogele dons the Bayern Munich jersey, a team in which his role model, Polish striker Robert Lewandowski, plays for as he relaxes at Busunji playground, some 54 kilometers out of the Ugandan capital Kampala. It is the place where he started playing football when he was still a little boy. One of his mentors, Dennis Kede, says he was amazed by the speed and football control exhibited by the then 8-year-old Bogele that enrolled him to kick for a life academy where Bogele honed his skills from. And not take him so long that Bogele, at just 15 years, attracted local clubs in all divisions where started scoring goals at will. Joining Confederation of African Cup representatives, Proline FC, where he did not disappoint.
That team gave me the platform. Yeah, I managed to score, to be the top scorer of the league, a big league, and I scored 15 goals in the season. So, and I scored also 5 goals on the Continent CAF. There is the tournament we went before, we played the CAF Confederation in Kigali, and the things were hard for me. And I thought that that tournament also would be hard to me to perform well. But I managed to score 5 goals and 3 I scored. And the first match I scored a hat-trick. It was so easy for me. Maybe I think my mom always prayed for me.
And his number one fan, his mother, was there watching. Also watching were scouts for the junior national team, the under-20, and Bogele was summoned. At the recent concluded Council for East and Central Africa Football Association's tournament, CECAFA, Bogere's 5 goals helped Uganda to win the championship and also seal a place at the under-20 AFCON 2021 finals to be hosted by Mauritania. Bogere recently passed trials at an undisclosed UAE top flight club, but believes the tournament will help him suit a better club, possibly in Europe.
Being a top scorer on the national team, it is not easy, and there is a lot of clubs here in Uganda. They want to sign me because of that tournament.
Former teammate at Kick for Life Academy, Abe Umai, says he's learning a lot from Bogele.
He does these things in time. Going into field, he goes in time. He associates with other people. He came back when he's a star, but he's still our friend, our usual friend. For us, we see him as our friend. But other people saw as a star, saw him as a star. Yeah, he keeps advising us to work hard so we can reach his level.
Bogele believes he can become a striker that Uganda's been looking for.
I'll be there and I'll score a lot of goals. I'll break records. Even I have some records at my age because I think here in Uganda I'm the first player to score a hat-trick on the CAF Confederation. I'm making records and I'll break records when I go for the national team.
Former coach at Kick for Life Academy, Dennis Kide, agrees.
When he couldn't score any goal, but the team has won, for him he cries. But for him, he may have done nothing. Although we have won, we have not scored any goal. So he just starts crying. I just tell him, no, we have won. No, he told me, coach, no. What I see in Bogele, he can be. Not can, he's a real striker. And he can be the Ugandan clinical striker we have been looking for. And even in the world.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. And thanks also to Magume for that special spicy feature on 19-year-old Ugandan striker Ivan Bogere. We heard Magume say how Bogere will sometimes wear a Bayern Munich jersey in honor of his hero, Robert Lewandowski. The prolific Polish star received a big honor on Thursday, as we hear now from Samson O'Malley.
Football World Cup buddy FIFA named Bayern Munich forward Robert Lewandowski the best FIFA men's player 2020, beaten off competition from last year's winner Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. Lewandowski, who won the German League and Cup double as well as the Champions League with Bayern, finished as top scorer in all three competitions and won the award for the first time. The 32-year-old also led Poland to Euro 2020 qualification and was named the 2019-2020 UEFA Men's Player of the Year in October. No African player was named in the FIFA Pro World 11 Men's Team. And now to South Africa, where South African Football Association President Danny Jordan has provided some insight into when football fans can expect to return to stadiums following the COVID-19 enforced spectator ban. Last time a Premier Soccer League match in South Africa witnessed spectators was back in March 2020, before play was temporarily suspended due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, spectators have not been allowed to attend games since the league's resumption in August. SAFA President Danny Jordan has since explained that a return to stadia for football fans remain unlikely until an effective vaccine is made available to the public, while the rising number of COVID-19 cases in South Africa will make the return all the more complicated.
It is an uncertain period, so I cannot tell you from this day on the fans will be back in the stadium. But only thing that we can ask is let us observe the regulations and the rules that there. I think the next month or 2 months will be extremely tough for all of us as South Africans.
And now to West Africa, where Ghana and Burkina Faso reached the WAFU B Under-20 Championship Final, securing their place in the Total Under-20 African Cup of Nations Mauritania 2021. Both sides won their respective semifinals in the Benin-based championship earlier this week to set up a date in Sunday's final. The Black Satellites of Ghana booked their place after beating Niger 5-3 on penalties. Meanwhile, the Young Stallions of Burkina Faso sealed their final place after handing favorites Cote d'Ivoire a shocking 4-1 defeat at the same venue. And finally, in athletics, world record holder Kibiwot Kandi has his eyes set on representing Kenya at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. This is despite the fact that Kibiwot Kandi's specialty, which is the half marathon, is not part of the Olympic roster. The 24-year-old is hoping to bring back the country's lost glory in the 10,000 race.
My target now is to work for Olympics come 2021, and I know I will make it through my hard work, perseverance, and more so discipline, and nothing impossible. In Olympics, I'll be looking to participate in 10,000, and I know I will make it.
I am Samson O'Malley in Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Chairman Christian Chukwu, former captain of national team Green Eagles, former coach of Super Eagles, former coach of Kenya national team, former coach of SAFA of Lebanon. You are listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. The French football club Olympique Marseille says it will open a school in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. To find out more, Iron Mike Ambonye contacted Olympique Marseille's head of international development, Laurent Collette.
Yes, we opened a new school in Port Harcourt in Nigeria. It's the first unit we opened in Nigeria after having opened units in North Africa, especially in Algeria and Tunisia. And we are extremely glad and honored to open this unit because Nigeria is a fantastic country for football with a lot of players. Some of them have also played for Marseille. Let's remember Taiwo Oruma playing during many years with us. So we are happy to create this connection. Very important to mention and to state that this school is not an academy. It's not meant to select very specifically very good players. We want to open this school for every kid wanting to participate. The idea is to make the kid in front of the Olympique de Marseille methodology and also values to make sure that every kid has a chance to enjoy football techniques also, and to become an adult, become a human being, thanks to all the values conveyed by football. So it's important to say that, because of course we will create some rivals among kids, and also of course if there is a fantastic player that we detect in this school, of course we will give this player the opportunity to grow and to have more chance to become a professional player. But that's not the aim. The aim is really a contact between Nigerian kids and Olympique de Marseille methodology. We want to state that our methodology is designed by our top coaches, and we follow this kind of school very closely with technical director on site. So the idea is really to be close to our kids and to be sure that we don't give a name and a logo and we leave and bye-bye.
Do you have similar schools in other parts of Africa? Have you been using players from such schools?
Yes, as previously mentioned, we already opened schools in North Africa, in Algeria and Tunisia. And at this moment, some school has been a bit closed due to COVID. Unfortunately, the virus is affecting also the activity in our schools, but it will come back very quickly, I hope. As I said, also, the idea is not to fuel our academy at Marseille with kids coming from these schools. These schools are open for kids, for every kid, and the purpose is to play together, to have fun together, to learn values, to learn how football can improve their education and so on. But it's not some kind of elite program. It's not a selection where we want to have one, two, three top players we could then send to our academy. Of course, if one day there is a good player, we will watch him very carefully. But that's, once again, not the purpose. It's meeting all the kids together around the same methodology, and so they can have fun. You know, when you are a kid, you are not in obligatory in a selection attitude. You want to have fun and to become friends with others and to learn. So that's exactly our intention. So we don't want to use any players from the schools. We just want to give in our best methodology what we know and to share that with Nigerian educators.
What's your assessment of young African players? Do you think Africa has potentials to produce stars like Leo Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yes, I absolutely believe that there's a strong potential of Africa in the future of football. Olympique de Marseille's past has been glorious because there was a lot of African players giving some their assistance and the contribution to the past. And remember, for example, Didier Drogba or Abedi Pelé or Basil Boli. Basil and Abedi were when Marseille won the Champions League in 1993. And also some Nigerian players such as Taiwo and Oroma played at Olympique de Marseille. And for us, we think that it's very positive also to have African talents within our team. Whether someday there will be an African, Nigerian Messi or Ronaldo, of course. I mean, in the past, a lot of very good African players have been to the top, such as Eto, Mila, Kanu, for example, from Nigeria. I remember Okocha, that's personal souvenir. And the chance now that they are scouted and they can play in very best of clubs and also in their selection, and the African selections are very strong. We see that in every World Cup. So there's undoubtedly a potential. I believe in Africa. We believe in Africa. Olympique de Marseille believes in Africa, and Marseille as a city has always been turned towards Africa. We are a port, and there have been hundreds of years of relationship between Africa and Marseille. So we've got that in our blood. So we believe in football as well, and we think that it's important to help African countries, or to exchange, because we don't have to only to, we are not here to give lessons, but to exchange together, to improve and to give this what we know to these kids in our schools, where they can enjoy and practice football.
That's Laurent Collette, the head of international development for the French football club Olympique Marseille. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Marseille, France. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hello. This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African club football, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori has an update from Accra on a CAF Champions League match next week between teams from Ghana and Sudan.
CAF interclub game between Ghana's Asante Kotoko and Al Hilal of Sudan, scheduled for December 2010, will be played at the Accra Sports Stadium. As part of Al Hilal's preparation, the vice president of the club, Tahir Yunus, gave the details.
It's going very good. As you know, the league in Sudan is not started yet. So we prepare ourselves through friendly matches. We need now three friendly matches, plus the normal training. We are afraid from Corona, so we got all the players in the list with us. To avoid the problem that faced the Mauritanian team in Accra. They got three or four players infected, and then they couldn't complete the official list. So we are taking all the possible players available with us in order if we have faced any same problem, then we can manage. We are flying with 27 players.
In another development, Kumasi Asante Kotoko have sacked head coach Maxwell Kunadu ahead of the CAF Champions League game with Al Hilal, following their defeat to Accra Great Olympics. Kunadu was appointed exactly in December last year. The club that assistant coach Johnson Smith will take charge. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabena Ofori in Accra.
Thanks, Kwabena. In more football news, one of our saddest stories of the year occurred November 25th when superstar Diego Maradona died at the age of 60 from a heart attack. Maradona was buried the following day next to his parents at a cemetery in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Prince Nesta will be hosting the show next week as I take a holiday break. On November 27th, Prince put together this tribute package about the life and legacy of Diego Maradona.
In Argentina, fans of football icon Diego Maradona serenade. His hands passes by. They say, Diego, my life, because you're the joy of my heart. And holding Maradona's hand all the way around. Maradona was laid to rest on Thursday in a private burial service attended by his family and close friends. Around 40 people were present for the 20-minute ceremony at the Bella Vista Cemetery on the eastern outskirts of Buenos Aires. Maradona was buried next to the graves of his parents, Diego Senior and Tota. Among the attendees were Maradona's first partner, Claudia Villafane, and his daughters, Dalma, Janina, and Jana. Former girlfriend, Veronica Ojeda, and their son, Fernando, are also present. Maradona died of a heart attack on Wednesday, age 60. His passing prompted mourning worldwide, particularly in Argentina, where he was revered for leading the national team to the 1986 World Cup title. The soccer legend is survived by 5 children and his former wife Claudia, whom he divorced after 20 years of marriage in 2004. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. A member of the Nigerian National Assembly has urged young footballers to learn some lessons from the death of football legend Diego Maradona and refrain from the use of drugs. Senator Orji Uzokalu, who represents Abia North in the North Assembly, spoke to reporter Mike Monye on the effect of drugs on athletes, especially footballers.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, no good player or no good human being, no good citizen of anywhere in the world, whether young or old, should be living on drug. It's not acceptable in my own school. It's not acceptable. I mean, Maradona was a very great player, and I will only learn the lesson that he was a great player. I cannot learn a lesson that he later became addictive to drug. And I ask young people to put themselves off from drugs at any level, whether they are footballers or not footballers. You can remember in 1986, Maradona was fantastic. He made a whole of difference in winning that World Cup for Argentina. And in 1990, he took them again. One single player. He was a fantastic player. He was a renowned world player, if not the best to talk about. If you go to something like Napoli, you remember that Maradona is seen as a king of football there. They worship him like they worship God. These are Catholics. They worship Maradona as they worship God. So he made a name for himself, and is also destroying a name for himself because of drugs. So I advise the young ones who are playing football and not even playing football to not to live on drugs.
What should the football community or fraternity do to immortalize the football legend?
Napoli already naming the stadium in Napoli after Maradona. And the world community, FIFA, would find something, name a tournament to him or something. And Napoli, where he played last as a great player, already unveiled to name the stadium, changing the name of their stadium as time goes on. The called Diego Maradona Stadium. So that's honorable enough. So it's left for the people of FIFA to see what else they can do for them.
Do you think Africa has potentials to produce a player in the class of Diego Armando Maradona?
Yes, of course. Everything is discipline. If you are disciplined, you do everything. But once you are disciplined, you get everything on table. Once you are not disciplined, you get nothing on table. Discipline is about everything. We are not disciplined enough. I used to tell my wife, if you see an Israeli girl that is 20 years old and see a Nigerian girl that is 20 years old, give both of them $10,000. The Israeli girl will return you back that money in 5 years with a lot of head. Heads up. The Nigerian girl might use the money to buy cortex or cosmetics or buy one shoe or pairs of dresses. So it becomes a question. We must agree on who we are. Once you're able to agree on whom you are, that you are not competing with anybody in anything, you move forward. We can produce players, and Nigeria can bring the World Cup. I did it for Enyimba, back to back. And if God help us, we're able to finalize our negotiation with Arsenal. My target is to bring the Champions League and carry the Premier League. It's money. It's good for me as a business. It's good for me in my psyche. It makes money. Football is a money-minting machine, if you get it right. Look at Enyimba. There used to be 15,000 spectators in our small stadium. They are full to brim. But since Enyimba are not doing what they're supposed to do, nobody goes there. So football is about big business. You can make money. Plenty of money in football than anything. And it's an opium that unites the world. So Nigeria can produce Diego Maradona if our boys are disciplined, face their car, not going left and right, drinking and womanizing and losing concentration. This is about losing concentration. Once you concentrate as a player, you'll go far.
That was Nigerian National Assembly member Senator Orji Uzokalu speaking with reporter Mike Mbonyi on phone from Abuja, Nigeria. Napoli also paid tribute to their legendary former player Diego Maradona before their Europa League match against HNK Rijeka on Thursday. A minute's silence was held before the match against the Croatian side, during which all the Napoli players wore shirts with Maradona 10 on the back. Napoli won the match 2-0, led Group F by 2 points with 2 games to play. Maradona was at Napoli between 1984 to 1991 and helped them win the league title in 1987 and 1990, the UEFA Cup in 1989. Napoli owner Aurelio De Laurentiis also fronted the idea of renaming the Stadio San Paolo after Maradona. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Football fans around the world are still mourning the sudden death of Diego Maradona, one of the sport's greatest players. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo reports on Maradona's soccer prowess and the personal demons that grabbed headlines later in life.
Diego Armando Maradona died after suffering a heart attack at his home in the suburbs of Buenos Aires. Those close to him confirmed on Wednesday. Maradona was so much to so many in Argentina and beyond. Slava Malamud is a sports analyst.
He is the very embodiment of the peculiarly Argentinian term, el pibe, the boy, the lad. He is... That's how Argentinians, especially like the poor Argentinians, see themselves. You know, this ruffled haired, spunky, you know, devil may care type of individual, fun loving, who is just effortlessly brilliant. And that's why he was called El Pibe de Oro, the golden boy, is because he is just the most El Pibe person who was ever born. And I think this is how he's going to be remembered in Argentina.
Revered as one of the greatest soccer players of all time, Maradona led Argentina to win the 1986 World Cup. His 2 goals against England, one of which was controversial, secured an epic quarterfinal victory. Malamud remembers watching that match. Again, Slava Malamud.
Both goals were tremendous. Everybody saw it was a handball. Everybody except for the referee saw it was a handball. But I think now that even in England, people understand how brilliant the guy was.
From soccer clubs to famous players to ordinary people, tributes are pouring in on social media. Gracias por todo, Diego. Thanks for everything, Diego, writes FC Barcelona. Eternas gracias, eterno Diego. Eternal thanks, eternal Diego, writes his former team, Boca Juniors. Famous players like Ivorian Didier Drogba writes, my idol passed away. Rest in peace, Diego Armando Maradona. My first ever football shirt, the man behind my love for football. Another famous player, Kylian Mbappe, writes, RIP, legend, you'll stay in the history of football forever. Thank you for all the pleasures you gave to the whole world. About a month ago, Maradona celebrated his 60th birthday. A 100-meter-long billboard was erected in his honor at the center of Buenos Aires. Pablo Fernandez was a fan.
Many criticize his personal life. Diego is soccer. He is life. He is everything. With his private life, he can do whatever he wants. But he gave us everything. He is the greatest thing in the world. He is the greatest thing there is.
His life beyond soccer often drew fierce criticism. Again, Slava Malamud.
The things that happened to him later, you know, the drugs, the alcohol, the cozying up to dictators and unsavory characters worldwide. It was his failings as a human being that caught up with him later. When he was at his peak doing what he loved, he was able to mitigate those things. And he was able to show the world his actual talents. When he was forced to stop doing what he loved, all the bad things came out. I hope that's not what people remember about him.
As his fans at home and around the world mourn his passing, Argentine President Alberto Fernandez declared 3 days of national mourning. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Thanks, Mariama. And thanks also to Prince Nesta, who will be hosting the show next week as I take a holiday break. And that wraps up the December 18th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in and have a nice weekend. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.